Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Kenny, am I allowed to touch other people's kids? That is the question today after what happened yesterday.
Want to rephrase that?
Well, I'll explain.
Clarify it at least?
Yeah, I'll help clarify. Me, did that sound bad coming out of the mouth?
It did.
All right, so yesterday, surprise 40th birthday party at a bar, an Irish bar. There was some drinking going on.
Well, I hope so. It's an Irish bar.
There was some watching of the Browns going on. And we, I thought, made the right choice. Finally, leave those kiddos at home. And it was a thing of beauty. We got out of the house, and now, unfortunately, the game was terrible. Conversation was decent. Game was terrible. And second half...
Some excellent conversation. Wonderful.
Absolutely. And in the second half, parents were starting to drift away that did bring their kids. They were starting to head into some other rooms or going upstairs where there was like a party room. And everybody was dispersed. Maybe like 50 people all over the place. And there were some toddlers running around and doing, well, gymnastics routines on the bar stools. And so my question to you is, Kenny, am I allowed to touch a kid? Because there were two kids in particular that if they were my own kids, I'd run over to take them basically under the armpits and go here and place you here because they were tumbling right over the bar stools and onto the ground.
Are you touching them for safety reasons or yes. Are you touching them to get them to stop?
I am touching them for safety reasons. Okay.
Because you're allowed to do that. Why aren't you allowed to do that?
This is something I never thought of and would have never cared about until I had kids. And now I'm always chasing my kids and doing that and displacing them and putting them to where they need to be and making sure to correct them if they look like they are going to have something really nasty happen.
And you think a parent just wants their kid to not be touched and make their own mistake and fall and hurt themselves.
It is 2024. And
that's understandable. I can understand some of that. You don't want to have any awkward moment with anybody.
Absolutely a raised awareness. But these kids were doing flying trapeze right in front of me, and I'm sitting there going, I'm looking for their parents. Their parents are nowhere to be found.
Were they moving around as good as the Browns defense during the dance yesterday?
One of them was moving and shaking like Jedrick Wills on that play that we were just watching during the break.
They set 2-on-1. What are you going to do?
Probably 2.5, 3. And then their parents are in the other room.
Did you know the parents?
Not really.
Were they with your party?
He's got to do what he's got to do.
Yes.
He's the adult. He's a grown adult.
Well, then,
he's got
you have to.
Well,
do it.
Here's what I did. I absolutely took the one girl by the armpits, and then her mom came running and said, "Thank you." She came in and said, "Thank you."
Did you get a free drink?
No.
Yeah, no, you did what you're supposed to do.
It's a precarious, like, I'm looking around, and normally your instincts, as it shouldn't just be a father, your instincts as a human should be to protect somebody who is vulnerable and looking like something bad's going
to
happen.
I think those instincts change, though, especially for you, Anthony. You're the one I can point to that 3 years ago, I don't even know that you would have noticed the situation going on in the bar. You probably would have been preoccupied with something else. But you do, when you become a father, gain a gene that tells you, hey, situation's going on. Do I let them either A, learn a lesson here, or B, prevent them from catastrophe?
That would have been a good 4.5-foot lesson. They would have come down on
you. Develop something that tells you that the situation is starting to get out of hand. It's just innate. Yep. It's a sense. And so you try to put the kibosh on the situation before it gets too out of control. And then you made the right decision. I don't blame you at all for what you did. I'm glad that they didn't get upset either.
Touch all the kids you see in public.
No, I wouldn't. Now, lesson learned.
Yeah, wouldn't go that far, but still. All right, Guardians won the Central Division. They didn't win yesterday, but they won the Central Division. They celebrated again.
Their celebrations are after legitimate good things.
Yes. Yeah, no one came out like, hey, you guys got to play the ninth inning. Like, well, we already sprayed each other with champagne and beer. It wasn't my fault. You guys got to go play the rest of the inning. Like, they don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, once they put the goggles on.
At least they waited until the game was over.
They were safe. They put the goggles on. Didn't have to worry about anything after the fact.
Talking about the Guardians right now is like turning around and trying to look at the sunset after a bad car accident. Like, behind me is just carnage. And I feel like Kevin Bacon right now at the NA Animal House telling everybody that all is well. Because it's just chaos around me. And I'm like, hey, the Guardians are good. Good Guardians. They deserve it. They deserve the talk. I almost wanted to start the show today, but I knew I had to face it dead on. I almost wanted to start the show today with the Guardians and just ignore all the bad things. Because, I think we're going to do it. Here I am fumbling right into it by accident again. I think we're going to have more of these shows. I think we're going to have more of these conversations, more of these Mondays. So, I'm going to savor every single win by the Guardians at every single nice moment by the Guardians I can. And hopefully they go and win a World Series, and then I really don't have to have bad Mondays anymore throughout the rest of the year. Because after that, after the Guardians season ends, then we'll probably hopefully have a good start with the Cavs, but it'll still be regular season Cavs basketball. Because they'll win a few games, the Browns will, but it's not anywhere near what people wanted it to be or needed it to be. And I don't know what's going to fix it. The injuries now are in. That's no excuse. There was no offensive game plan to begin with. Now we can't even make adjustments in games. It's not good. That's not good. And there's nothing I can tell you that's going to make it better. Not until the draft, not until free agency, and we're just not going to have that conversation yet. And I don't want to start doing fire coaches all over again. Just because I don't want to doesn't mean it's not necessary, by the way. I mean, we're going to have to do what we have to do. So you know what? Magic number down for the bye is down to 2. Thanks to Joe Noga at Cleveland.com. Outstanding work by him. Glad to have. Do you have anything to say on this matter?
Obviously, I'm still in shell shock mode yesterday.
Yeah.
From what went down. But the Guardians are wrapping things up here. And we are at the end. You're down to your final two series with the Reds fired their manager. You got the 2 games with them. And then what is it with the Astros?
3 with the Astros.
Are we
5
still,
games left.
Are we still playing for the Ohio Cup?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it's still very much on the
third
line.
Third celebration, I told them. They should do the clubhouse drapes, okay. Beer.
Just keep it going.
Champagne celebration for the Ohio Cup.
These guys are going to be on a bender before the playoffs
start. That's fine. That's fine. It really doesn't matter. We'll send. Are they here or are they on the road for the Cincinnati?
It's here. We're back home.
Okay.
They're done on the road this year.
Mitch, go on over there and get as much as you can now. Because we got one good thing going on. The other thing ain't very good.